And so at this point, like, all of our friends heard us, you know, and they, while Heidi was speaking, they're, like, touching us, and they're getting visions from touching us. So the vision was transferable, and we started to see faces. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, thank you for loving who I love. Meaning, like, as I was seeing these faces, he was expanding my heart to love in an unconventional way that if you want to have a great harvest, you have to have a great love. You have to already know them, that they're his in the spirit before you have authority with them, or else you only have a limited authority. And so I realized, like, there's homeless people and rich people and all kinds of people that I was able to see in that moment. And I don't know if they were all literal faces or if they were just figurative or parabolic. I don't know how that all works. But all I know is that when I came out of the experience several hours later, I felt so much authority in the government of heaven on the earth. I just felt so much like I could step anywhere and feel comfortable. Do you ever feel like you need a setup to talk to somebody? Like, it's easy to talk to somebody who talks to you first. It's easy, if there's a waiter, it's easy to prophesy over them because they're already serving you, so they're already caught up in your world. But it's really hard for most people to talk to strangers unless you feel there's a setup to talk to them. And I got heaven set up, which was the love, because I could no longer see the difference between whose family, whose friend, and who's unknown to me. Like, I felt everyone was known to me. Like, I come into the environment of Southern California, and I feel everyone's known to me. I'm not as uncomfortable. I'm actually very insecure around strangers. And so it's like all of a sudden the insecurity level has diminished so much so that I'm constantly in conversations with people, and it feels like we're friends forever, and they feel that way. People constantly tell me, it's my most constant in the last 5 years, I feel like I've known you all my life. This is amazing. We just met. I have unsaved people who are like, I feel closer to you than I do all my lifelong friends. I've had several people say that, and it comes from that quality of love that they're experiencing, which is from heaven, that I'm just a steward of for a minute. That's an open heavens. Because out of that kind of love, when people feel that safe, because you should feel like the safest place in the world. And out of that safe place, people will tell you anything. They'll do anything for you. You could ask them to do anything. You could say, hey, I want to pray for you. I'm going to rub your head 10 times. They'll do it. They don't care. They're just like, you're safe. You can do whatever you want. You can do the weirdest things. And they'll be like, yeah, of course. You know, it's amazing out of that place of love that it builds a security. And you don't have to have a visitation to have that love because it's scriptural. You don't have to see all those faces. You can just let the word come alive in your heart, and that is revelation. But it's nice when you have the experience along with the word. And so I get done with this encounter, and I'm leaving, and all of a sudden someone runs over and says, Heidi wants to meet with you real fast. And so they took me through this long corridor, and I don't know if you've ever seen that, like, long corridor secret passage at H-Rock, but it's cool. And my whole team followed me, all my guys. They're all, even the guy who wasn't saved, they all run around, but Charles was with them. And they all, I mean, Charles wasn't even with us when we came, and all of a sudden he's somehow with me because they know I'm going to go meet Heidi. So they're like, we're going to get prayer, you know. I felt like we were the South Korean crew. Like, I had like 12 instead of me, you know. And if you don't know what that means, every time you pray for